But today, the state government, through its Industrial Relations Minister, Grace Grace, introduced legislation to make Christmas Eve a public holiday from 6pm till midnight. That means penalty rates for working Christmas Eve would be up to 250% of normal wages. Now, that means that industry, those or businesses, would, the government says, and the government concedes, will cost business $31.7 million. I don't know how they get the 0.7, but anyway, the industry claims that figure is far higher. What will happen is, in my view, that businesses will just shut their door 6 o'clock, Christmas Eve, and there'll be no restaurants, there'll be no nothing. And there'll be no, for visitors interstate that might be having the Christmas break, whether it be here in Brisbane or on the Gold or Sunshine Coast, this is an extraordinary decision that is going to have major impact on people trying to make a living with a restaurant or a coffee shop or some sort of place whereby they have to employ staff after 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Number of organisations are opposed to it, including the National Retail Association. Their CEO, who we've spoken to on numerous occasions before in this program, is Dominique Lamb, and she joins me now. Dominique, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are we going to see businesses just shut their doors at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, I think that you're right. I think there's one or three things will happen. They'll either shut their doors, they'll either pass the cost on to the consumer. Alternatively, we're going to see small business owners working in their businesses themselves without any additional pay, which is, you know, I mean, it's a difficult time of year. There's a lot of public holidays there. It's very expensive. And this is the time of year where they make their money. You know, it is very disappointing to hear a government make this decision.
Look, you know, if you say they pass their costs on, which they'll have to do, so therefore it's going to be, you know, not feasible for people to go and spend that much more money on Christmas Eve. They just either won't go out, they won't do, they will stay at home. And I think that's what the government wants, because they keep saying it's a night to spend quality time with family and friends at church and religious services. It's also time for businesses to enjoy the fact that people are out and about and want to spend some money.
Look, I mean, this is a time where we're attracting travellers to our state, where we're seeing, you know, an uptake or an uplift in our economy. And, you know, basically by almost forcing businesses to shut on this particular day is going to make a dent, you know, in what we would normally see as a period where there's an increase in consumer spending. So, I mean, we are very disappointed in the way that the government has handled this. Certainly, in our view, it's been very insincere consultation, and now they're basically pushing it through, which, you know, simply doesn't give businesses even enough time to, you know, properly consult or have volunteers offer to work those days. That's if they can afford to pay them.
The minister says that it will cost, they put the figure, the government puts the figure, at $31.7 million. Is that fair and reasonable, or would it be a lot more?
Look, to be honest with you, I don't know how they've come up with that figure, and I think it will be a lot more. And the reason I say that is because, in my view, they haven't taken into account the various levels of worker that you require to run a business and the different levels of wage. And so I suspect that they've probably taken the lowest level of worker and then looked at what that wage cost would be. And look, the reality is we know that we're not going to be leaving, you know, a junior staff member on their own to man a whole store. So, look, I suspect it's going to be much higher.
So in the past, too, we've had these, you know, late-night shopping on Christmas Eve, go and do your last bit of shopping. I would imagine that those sorts of things and the potential to go out to a restaurant or go to the local pub or even go and see a movie, whatever it may be, will just disappear.
It's simply going to remove consumers' choice to do what they would like to do on a period that is festive, when you know, get to have a bit of time off from work, hopefully, and, you know, really just to enjoy yourself, you know, with family members or friends or whatever it is. I mean, our options are going to be limited in a state that the government claims they would like to, you know, open up to the world and make it a global destination.
What do you say from the other side of the coin then, Dominique, that it's unfair on people who would like to spend Christmas Eve with their family, that they are potentially made to work or rostered on to work and don't get any benefit financially?
Look, you know, I really think that people cannot be forced to work. I mean, the reality is there are measures within businesses where you can say, I want to have time off for that period of time. And simply, if you communicate with your employer, there should be a way for you to do that. So I don't think that workers are forced to work at this time against their will. And certainly in terms of compensation, they are compensated. And given that these are hours, you know, outside of typically the normal spread of hours, they are likely to receive some type of benefit for doing that. And, you know, we know that workers these days are opting to work at different times to suit themselves. And often at this time of year, they're trying to put more money in their pockets because they're going on holidays or because it's Christmas spending. So, you know, I think it's really going to rob them of those hours.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Dominique Lamb there, who is the CEO of the National Retail Association. What are your thoughts? 131873 is that telephone number. Legislation introduced to State Parliament today to make Christmas Eve a public holiday from 6 p.m. until midnight, which means that the penalty rates would be up to 250% of normal wages. That would therefore potentially make it almost impossible for small business to open, because who would want to go to a restaurant, or who would want to go to a venue whereby you, if the costs are passed on, that you're going to have to pay 250% more than what you would have, you know, before 6 o'clock? What are your thoughts? 131873 is that telephone number.